وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother Abbas, حفظك الله تعالى. You're asking about someone, he have a really attention to learn أصول الفقه والقواعد. What we advise him? Did he study the from all four madhab? Do you advise him to study first? طيب يا أخي بارك الله فيك. In general, my dear brother, I give a direct answer for your question, then after that I give you an advice. In general, my dear brother, if someone want to combine specific knowledge, probably at least he get a strong foundation in it. He need first to take it from a qualified person, because the qualified person, he know how he deliver to you the subject, probably according to your understanding, because he's able, qualified. This number one. Number two, you need to take a silsila in it. Silsila means a chain, a complete chain, from the smallest book to the biggest book that you are able to study with that qualified person. For example, in usul, you take from the smallest book, like al-usul min al-usul or al-waraqat. For example, until you go to al-muwafaqat, or minimum to al-mudhakkar. Mudhakkar al-shinqiti, rahmallahu ta'ala, akhtisar al-muwafaqat is an example. So you pass by 6, 7, 8 books in this chain until you reach to the highest topic in it. It takes from you from one year to 2 years, depends about the time and your situation. Normally it's like that. So we can say after this, you already combine a good and a strong foundation in that specific topic. You understand? With memorizing one small book, in that kind of topic. You understand, you know? So you have a strong foundation and you build on it probably, and you stuck with that qualified person for a long time until you learn the style of delivering this topic to others, and at the same time you know how you practice it, because it's a practical knowledge, the usul and the qawaid. It need from you, my dear brother, patient and hard working in terms of always memorization, revision, attaining, understanding, focusing to the end. Research. Make your research, practice the rules and the usul and the qawaid and the masail. You need to discuss a lot, and you need to sometimes to debate with your brothers regarding these specific issues, so you can increase your ability into the end. In general, it's like that, my dear brother. But my advice to you, akhi, that you take it step by step. What I mean is, you cannot jump to that level and to that chin before you take a chance before it. What I mean, ya akhi, the knowledge is like a big chain, like a big main chain involve a small branches chains. Understand? So if you want to take it, you need to take it one by one, chain by chain, one by one. You understand? And that's gonna be knowledge by knowledge, the most important to the less important to that, by this way. And you must start with Kitabullah Ta'ala. You must start with the Quran. You must be from Ahlul Quran, inshallah. Then after that, you go to the second priority, to the third priority, like that, until you reach to what you want. The knowledge is like that. It doesn't follow your desires. The knowledge have a specific method to take it and to learn it if you want to be able to stream of knowledge. You understand, my brother? So it's not about what you desire or no. It's about what you should do. Barakallahu feek.